Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Yeah.
Hello? Wow. Good morning, Tedline. As I knew, when you openly, confrontationally come against Satan, he gonna try something. But that's okay. We're going to persevere and overcome all the way to victory. And that's what happened this morning. I should have known. I should have known that he was going to try something. But I didn't know that he was going to try to sabotage my whole phone line. But that's okay too. If you give me a second here, you know, I had my first Blog Talk Radio on 2008 program on the Blog Talk Under Spirit. Go. Damn. Now, listen, Reggie, Jose, can you hear me?
Daddy, you could be heard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brother Joe.
I don't know if they can hear you, but I can hear you.
Can anybody respond? I got you open mic.
I can hear you.
Thank
yep.
you so much.
I'm clear.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. Well, we won that victory. And I learned something else. I don't have to use Skype. However it was, they jammed up my number and they jammed up my Skype. But there's a way you can come on through Direct Connect. So I just kept on till I figured that out. The Holy Spirit showed me. Because I was surely puzzled. I was surely puzzled. And you know why? I know why. Listen to this message I got this morning. I want to thank you guys, all of you, for listening and even downloading it. That was my purpose, so that you could download these 40 days during the fast. So now I'm going to play this war. It really is war, too. I want you to be prepared. Don't think this fast is going to be easy. You know, you fasting that the oppressed would go free, and you fasting for more power with God. And I'm going to send you out some more info through Reggie, because I see right now what we up against. I guess I'm glad this happened this morning, and you're going to see through to the message. So now that I got the Blog Talk Radio on, and believe it or not, I have 2 hours and 29 minutes left, but I just try to keep it to that hour. But I'm going to get this whole message out here this morning. So bear with me one more second, or a couple more seconds.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Father God, I thank you this morning. I bind and rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind and rebuke all airway spirits. I bind, rebuke, and destroy any power that opposes the power of God. I break every spiritual intention, every spiritual evil intention. I break your power in the name of Jesus. You know, brothers and sisters, it's interesting because this morning what I'm going to teach about is I haven't taught about it in a long time, but I can see why this happened. I'm going to talk about you handling spiritual pressure as a deliverer. As a deliverer, you handling spiritual pressure. And that's what interesting, that's exactly what I was up against this morning. Spiritual pressure. Don't let it faze you. You're going to get, and remember, you can always download these messages. I'm sure that Reggie sent out you a text or an email. I'm not certain which one it was, with the website www.40daystodeliverance. And immediately after the blog talk ends, I am putting those up there. So you can, any time of the day or night, and I have some people out on the West Coast that are downloading them after they get off work. Whenever you start doing something like this, I didn't think the witches was going to hit me that fast, though. I mean, I just put the first message up. So that's why I tell you, keep your prayer life intact, because we are a threat to the enemy's kingdom, and God knows it. God knows it. Look, this morning, my message is entitled, "You are the deliverer." So you got to know how to handle spiritual pressure. We all know that we have to live in a real world where there are real anxieties, stress, anger, lying, deceit, and a rebellion against God. All of us that are born again are regularly confronted with spiritual evil, demonic influence, evil works of the devil, and it's all done through spirits that reside in human beings that confront us continually. And I just get tired of people rebuking the devil when they go to church, trying to bind up spirits and sing victory songs. But the question is, how do we feel after the service is over? What are we going to do the next day? What are we going to do when we begin to go to work or begin our daily activities? No longer, brothers and sisters, no longer can you act powerless and defenseless. You got to begin to understand that God knows all about this. You hear me? And we are, in fact, fulfilling God's purposes in our lives on this spiritual battlefield. I want to assure you of something. The battle is for your good. The battle is for my good. In all these years, I've come to understand that God has just been maturing me. And so I can tell you that God is just maturing you through the pain barrier. You know, I can remember the first time I had to walk my first 25-mile hike. I was young, I was eager. So the first 15 miles didn't bother me too much. But about, I don't know if they still do that in the Army or not, I don't know. But after about 19 miles into that hike, I hit what's called the pain barrier. When you hit the pain barrier, one of two things happen. Either your body gives up, so you drop out by the side of the road, or at that point, you struggle through the pain with one of your buddies. All along this hike, I remember it like yesterday. All along this hike, I saw soldiers falling by the side of the road and being picked up by the truck. Not everyone completes that first, second, nor the third hike. Those who were going to make it, made it. And those that were not, didn't. And I learned a life lesson from that. All around our lives, there are these pain barriers. Not all, brothers and sisters, of the unpleasant, vexing things that happen to us are bad for us. A lot of them are actually necessary to us. You cannot grow physically without hitting the pain barrier. If you want to strengthen your arms, you lift weights until your arms are ready to drop. And then you start lifting more weights. Or maybe you want to develop stamina, so you go jogging. And just when you're about ready to collapse, you jog some more. Grow spiritually, brothers and sisters. Without the pain barrier, we can't grow intellectually without the pain barrier. And everyone who has studied and grown in anything understands this. It hurts to concentrate and try to understand enough to take notes. And then it hurts to try to remember what you're meant to have learned. It's a pain barrier. And you and I cannot grow relationally without the pain barrier. You hurt people, they hurt you. It hurts to ask for forgiveness and then start all over again in love. But I want to tell you something this morning. And that is this. You cannot grow spiritually. Hear me well. Cannot grow spiritually without the pain barrier. One of the most interesting things about God is that God is very honest. God never says, this is going to hurt me, but more than it hurts you. He never says that. But afterwards, exercised by it, you will receive the peaceful fruits of righteousness. What I want to emphasize to you this morning is that you can't ever avoid the pain. So you might as well make it productive. Some of the pain and struggle that we go through in our lives is just part of the exercise the Holy Spirit is putting in our way in order to build spiritual stamina and spiritual muscles within us. But not all pain is of that kind. Sometimes it will be an attack by evil, demonic, spiritual influences on your family, on your position, on your life, or on your health, and on everything around you. The attack can come through various forms of oppression or possession, from the outside or from within. It doesn't matter how the spiritual attack comes. You and I just need to know how to handle it. The scripture says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant devices." 2 Corinthians 2:11. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy." John 10:10. Example, when I was going through that this morning with the blog talk, the sign kept flashing up. "You're not connected. Conclude the episode." Like, kill it. Let it go. But I had just been reading about the blog talk again in how it works, because a lot of changes have been made since I was on here in a regular way. And they were saying now that if you can only do one show a day. So I knew that if I killed an episode, that was it for the day. For me. And I just could not see wasting all this time, knowing what God told me to do about the 40 days. And I just couldn't see God not making a way for me to do this. So I stopped. I prayed. Then I saw your calls flashing on and off. And I'm thinking, what is this? But I kept pursuing it, because I understood I didn't know what was happening. And before I gave up, I at least wanted to put in a good fight. What am I trying to tell you this morning? You got to learn how to handle, and you got to begin to handle spiritual pressure. You see, there will be a day when all of us find ourselves in the middle of a war that we didn't make. It was here before we were ever on the scene. It's a real war. It's not a make-believe war. Nor is it a metaphysical war. Is the aim of Satan to separate God from his creation? Better yet, you really get it. It is the aim of Satan to separate God from his creation word. You know, I talk to a lot of people. Do you know what God's creation word is? It's two things. First, in Genesis 1 and 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." That is God's declared purpose. Secondly, God said, "The whole earth filled with the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea." Satan's attempt is to separate God from that word. Hear me this morning. Those of you waiting for an answer, here it is. Yes. With God, it's a yes. You will successfully go through your spiritual pain barrier, and then You must learn to use every experience of spiritual pressure as a learning process. Here's your key to spiritual victory. Under spiritual pressure, always fall back on what you personally know about Jesus. You hear me? Under spiritual pressure, always fall back on what you personally know about Jesus. Personally know spiritually about Jesus. Through the word of God is your winning weapon under spiritual pressure. You see, you can't fall back onto somebody else's knowledge. Your personal armor is what you know about Jesus yourself through the word of God. Under pressure, people always retreat to what they know. And the greater the pressure is, the more fundamental becomes that retreat. The more pressure that is there, the more basic will be the thing you fall back on. And go back beyond your faith and knowledge. I don't care. I don't care who you are. The Apostle Paul lived through enormously difficult circumstances. But he dug himself right down to that bedrock. The Apostle Paul knew that he knew who he was through Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul knew where he was going through Jesus Christ, because ultimately God had purposed it. And the Apostle Paul knew through Jesus the purpose of himself. The Apostle Paul knew through Jesus all things work according to the counsel of God's will. That is the fundamental thing. That is the ultimate thing you have to learn and keep in the forefront of your heart. And you will learn how to handle spiritual pressure in every circumstance. Remember, this ain't going to just drop down from the sky. You got to train yourself through studying the word of God. And you got to practice the word of God defensively until it becomes instinctive. You can't allow yourself to think, I can't manage this. You can't allow yourself to be acquainted with the word no. Whatever that spiritual pressure is, begin to use the circumstances, exercise, to step back into the high place in Jesus Christ. Continue to do this until it becomes habitual, until the instinctive thing within you under any pressure is going to go back onto the high ground. Go back to your place of security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you learn to do this, you can handle situations of spiritual attack from devils, Satan, demons, evil spirits, familiar spirits, and you can handle spiritual attacks victoriously. Because you have acknowledged within your spirit, your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body and you have accepted, believed, and received Jesus' victory is your victory. First, have to learn to defend yourself before you can even begin to call yourself attacking the devil. In Psalms 18:28, it says, "For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." Woo! The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. David said, "With your help I can advance against a troop. With my God I can scale a wall." I want to warn you of something. And keep in mind, spiritual pressure never sends advance warnings. So you got to know the nature of your high ground, how to reach it and keep it. You got to know and begin to understand the different pains, vexations, torments, and aggravations within your own life. You got to know how to instinctively fall back and automatically almost into a secure place within the Lord Jesus Christ, without having to stop and think about, what am I going to do next? You got to deal with fear, especially all of your fears. You got to clear away the entanglements in your life that might be making you vulnerable to the attacks and the harassment of the enemy. Whatever it is, it could be something as simple, listen, as non-productive activities, energy draining thoughts, debilitating habits. The Word of God says in 1 Peter, "Make it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." The Word of God says that all who live godly will suffer persecution. But don't seem to think and don't seem to remember that suffering is spiritual, natural, and physical. So the Word of God says that all who live godly will suffer persecution. As long as you're doing the work of God, you will attract the persecution of Satan, his devils, his demons, his evil spirits, and his demonic influence, being sent to steal from you, to kill you, and destroy you because you belong to God. And Satan being a spirit operating in the spiritual realm, it ought to be perfectly clear to you that he's going to use spiritual forces. And it ought to be perfectly clear to you that because you are part spirit, soul, part body, all in one, that you got to know about spiritual forces, spiritual things, and you got to know about spirits in order to have victory over them. You got to know that they live. You got to understand that they reside within and without living people. And then you got to understand that our problems are not with the people, but with the spiritual forces and powers that are operating within this world system and on this earthly realm, through the God of this world, and within human spirits, people. Therefore, in having spiritual pressure, you got to develop an attitude of perfect confidence in the cross of Jesus Christ. You got to develop an attitude of perfect confidence in the Word of God. You got to develop a confidence in the power that we have been given by the Holy Spirit. And then you got to have perfect confidence in one more thing. God is making you. Yes, you. A deliverer. That's right. Old Testament reveals God's pattern, for deliverance. And in an answer to the prayers and the suffering of his people, God always raises up deliverers. And in the Old Testament, they were individuals who were anointed and empowered by God to defeat Israel's oppressors. Hallelujah. It's important to note that the effectiveness of these deliverers was never based upon their own worthiness or credentials. While they were uniquely sent by God, their arrival was synchronized with Israel's repentance. No repentance, no deliverance. As Israel cried to God, yay, God, yay, God, the deliverers were commissioned and appointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. The essence of this Old Testament pattern applied to our lives in this our day. You see, brothers and sisters, you are the deliverer that God has been reserving for such a time as this. Again, look at the Israel model. National sin brought in dominance by foreign powers. With foreign domination came the worship of demons and the complete seduction of Israel's heart by the enemy. As Israel blatantly defied God's laws, so came the economic, cultural, and physical collapse of the nation. Where once the people enjoyed the blessings of God, now and misery dwelt upon the land. It was in this context of a suffering people who were genuinely and deeply crying to God that the Lord raised up deliverers. These individuals led a repentant Israel into victory over their oppressors. As true worship was established, national peace and prosperity followed. Nehemiah speaks of this pattern of repentance preceding deliverance. He prays, therefore, thou didst deliver them into the hand of their oppressors who oppressed them. Time of their distress. Hallelujah. Thou didst hear from heaven, and according to thy great compassion, thou didst give them deliverers who delivered them from the hand of their oppressors. Nehemiah 9:27. brothers and sisters, the people of God today are under a heavy bondage from the world and them trying to live double lives. The world is under heavy bondage from the curse of sin. In the book of Judges, this pattern occurs time and time again. While Israel tumbled deeper into sin, God waited. God waited for the burden, the bondage, and the consequences of their sin to humble their souls. God waited to bring them back to himself, even when they were in rebellion. Our God is great. Even when they were in rebellion, God felt their sufferings. When the Lord God could bear the misery of Israel no longer, brothers and sisters. Judges, chapter 10, verse 16. He sent them deliverers. The misery and desperation of Israel readied them for God. We see this in the Lord's encounter with Moses in Exodus. The Redeemer, God our Redeemer, said, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters. For I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them. Exodus 3, 7 through 8. The Lord saw the affliction of his people. He heard their cries. He knew their sufferings. God is never far from his people. God bears the misery of our society. Our distresses distress him. Our sorrow becomes his sorrow. How does all this relate to you this morning, Deliverer? God allowed you to go through all you've been through so that when he was ready to infuse you with his wisdom, his spirit, and his knowledge, you would be spiritually mature enough. Brothers and sisters, you would have such belief in God that God would be able to transform you, to refresh you, to renew you, to empower and equip you to deliver his people operating through you out to them. Because God is saying to Satan, devils, demons, evil human spirits, and any other type of bondage, God is saying, let my people go, saith the Lord, that they may serve me. God's love and God's mercy is calling for the loosing of his people from their hidden spiritual oppression, from their bondage to sins, iniquities, and transgressions, with all of their demonic influences and oppressive effects spiritually upon their lives. You see, many of the men and women of God are suffering silently, not having a clue as to what their real problem is, or not understanding how to obtain the answers that God has promised them through his word. Many of God's people have found that they are unable to operate through the Holy Spirit's giftings, which have been promised by God. They are unable to experience the power and the authority that has already been given to them by God. Why? Because the enemy has very cleverly unloosed a spiritual plan that has caused us to believe lies. Then the devil has come along and spiritually and physically tired them out, beat them down, and exasperated them. How? You might be thinking. He has God's people operating under hidden works of demonic darkness and hidden spiritual oppression. But I'm here to tell you something this morning. No matter when you listen to this, your appointed time is in truth. Your appointed time is in an open display of the sovereignty and the love and the power of God. In it, you, as a deliverer, can bring the assurance to some of God's people, one of God's people that, brothers and sisters, needs to have an open display of the sovereignty, the love, the mercy, and the power of God, brothers and sisters. But if you don't handle that spiritual pressure that's bringing you into the maturity of God, brothers and sisters, that spiritual maturity, you, and it becomes a reality to you, every inch of your, every fiber out of you, nothing is impossible with God. You are the deliverer. That's what it's always been about. But you got to know that you know that you know, and God has to build it up in you with an absolute certainty that nothing is impossible for God or the deliverer that God has called. God is trying to build himself within you, so that you, as the deliverer, can be used by him to fulfill the hopes and the dreams of his people. The psalmist wrote, "But you, O Lord, abide forever, and your name, all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion. For it is time to be gracious to her. For the appointed time has come." Psalm 102, 12 and 13. Time, brothers and sisters, it's as though the Lord physically rises and moves in compassion on behalf of his people. It is a time when divine promises, dreams, and spiritual hopes are fulfilled. Recall, Abraham and Sarah had waited in faith for a quarter of a century, promises of God. That ain't nothing to me. I've been waiting 30 years. The Bible says, finally, as they near 100 years of age. Well, Erica, what you been waiting 30 years for? Revival of the deliverers. Revival. real revival. Finally, as they neared 100 years of age, the Lord told Abraham, look what he said, at the appointed time, I will return to you. Whoa! Woo! At the appointed time, I will return to you, and Sarah will have a son. Genesis 18:14, 1 year later. 1 year later, at the appointed time, Genesis 21:2, Isaac was born to aged parents. Brothers and sisters, while there are indeed appointed times of judgment, the phrase most frequently represented and represents a time preset by God when he invades mankind with wondrous plans that were formed long ago that unfold with perfect faithfulness. Isaiah 25:1. Hear me this morning. Demons may stand arrayed against the Lord. Nations may align themselves to fight him. It doesn't matter. Because the Bible says, he who sits in the heavens laughs, for he makes all things his servants. Psalm 119:91. Even his enemies' plans for evil are reversed and made to serve the purpose of God, giving you a vision, a spiritual hope, or a dream for your future. I'm here to tell you something. Now is the appointed time when that which God has spoken to you comes to pass. Thus the Lord assures us, record the vision, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. That's when he gave it to you. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. For it will certainly come, and it will not delay. That's in Habakkuk 2. Prior to the unveiling of an appointed time, or prior to the unveiling of your appointed time, God has been actively working. And when he rises and moves, he is moving the power grid he laid in secret. The work manifests suddenly, but the preparation may have taken years. Likewise, the Lord also appoints people, predestines the time of their breakthrough in advance, even as he is working silently within their hearts in preparation. Brothers and sisters, consider the Lord's word to his disciples. Take this word into your own heart today. It's the truth. You did not choose me, saith the Lord, but I chose you, appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. John 15:16. God chose you before the foundation of the world, predestined you to come to Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Ephesians 1:3-5, we could not even come to Jesus had the Father not drawn us. John 6:44. So let's make no mistake. God chose you. He who chose you also appointed you to bear fruit. the same power that worked in you to surrender and then inspired your faith continues to work in your hearts throughout your days, appointing you to bear fruit. The question is, do you believe that God has chosen you? If you believe that God has chosen you, then it ought to be easy for you to believe that he has appointed you to bear fruit. The same power that drew you to Christ is now working to conform you to him as well. Brothers and sisters, it was the enemy's job to try to fill your life with failure, disappointment is not just a sad emotional state of mind. Deep disappointment can actually sever your heart from faith. It can disappoint you from your appointed destiny. When a person is disappointed, he or she is cut off from his or her appointment with destiny. Appointment always remains in the heart of God, but the individual becomes isolated. It is here even, in the throes of disappointment, that the righteous must learn to live by faith. Brothers and sisters, times when the promise of God seem distant. People laughing at me and mocking me. No doors would open for me. Yay! I'm so happy! God was doing a work in my soul to cause me to trust him. To know when I felt alone, I was never alone. He was with me. To know that when I asked him to help me, he helped me. Disappointment. Tried. But God told me, wait on me. When darkness tried to overtake me, light, Jesus sent light to make me be able to sit here this morning and tell you with an assurance, Satan cannot stop your destiny. If you're carrying around disappointment in your heart right now, renounce it in the name of Jesus. Feel somehow that you have failed. Repent deeply and return to your Redeemer right now. Because God has been developing the maturity, the spiritual stamina in you, so that you, brothers and sisters, will be full, whole, complete, lacking nothing, so that when God uses you and the anointing upon you to go and declare to Satan, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. And in your heart, you're going to know, I am the deliverer sent by God on a mission from God. Right now, this morning, you got to get rid of and destroy any residue. Get rid of and let God lift up you. Mental, spiritual torment, misery, and anguish, better known as spiritual pressure. You gotta get rid of everything that the enemy has unloosed on you in his attempt, brothers and sisters, through pain, vexations, torments, and aggravations. Brothers and sisters, carrying any disappointment in your heart where you feel that you have personally failed in doing anything for God, repent. God was making you. God was maturing you. And return to your Redeemer right now, because you are the deliverer. You are the living witness. You are the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I'm happy. I understand why the enemy did that. Ha ha ha, devil, it didn't work. Ha ha ha, it didn't work. Prepare right now for deliverance. Get your paper towels. I want you to bow your head and repent and renounce the spirit of disappointment. I want you to renounce any and all pressure and the spirits operating behind it. We're going to cast them out right now. And then we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that they come no more. We're going to just declare that. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind the spirit of disappointment. We bind the spirit of mental torment. We bind the spirit of spiritual torment. We bind the spirit of misery and anguish. We bind any spirit known and unknown that the enemy has unloosed to cause pains, vexations, torments, aggravation. We bind the spirit of disappointment in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of failure in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind all those spirits of affliction, spiritual pressure. I bind the spirit of suffering. I bind torment. I bind the spirit of anguish. I bind the spirit of misery. I bind every spirit of hidden oppression. And I bind and destroy the works of hidden darkness. You've been bound in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, renounce those spirits. I bind the spirit of sex, illicit, immoral, that has been used to entrap any person on this line. I bind incubus and succubus in the name of Jesus. And I command all of you spirits to get out of these bodies when I command you to go. Have you renounced disappointment? Have you renounced failure? Have you renounced spiritual pressure? Now, once you renounce that, you gotta be prepared at the end of this prayer, end of this deliverance, to accept the commission as a deliverer. If you're not, and you just on here for a deliverance, you can just hang up. No problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that has been renounced, we bind it up in chains and fetters of iron covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus right now, we command all spirits of that cause to be bound. Go! Get out. Go! In the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits that cause disappointment to be bound and go. Go! In the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits that cause spiritual pressure. Go! In the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits that cause mental pressure. Go! Get off the mind. Go! The mind. Get out of that body. Go! We bind all spirits that cause spiritual torment. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Get out of that body. Get out of that body. Go! In the name of Jesus. We bind all spirits that cause anguish of heart. Anguish of soul. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out! Get out of that body right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy and every supporting spirit that he has unloosed against anyone listening to this Blog Talk Radio. Go! We bind the power, the spirit, the forces of all witches. Go! 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 You can no longer work against us. Through the spiritual realm, we bind up your spiritual power. Go! And command it to go to zero. Go! And we loose anybody that is bound by your witchcraft, by your black magic, by your white magic, by your shamanism, by your astral traveling, by your soul traveling. Go! Loose God's people! Let them go! Go! Get out! Bind all spirits of pain. And working through hidden oppression and hidden spiritual works. Go! We bind all spirits of vexations. Go! We bind all spirits of torments. Go! We bind all spirits of aggravations. Go! Now, if you carry in any disappointment or anything in your heart, name it right now. Go! 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 Get out! Go in the name of Jesus. Name it. Go. Get out. The Lord God rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Satan. Go. In the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Lucifer. Go. In the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Beelzebub. Go. In the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke that red dragon. Go. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke the forces, the power of the red dragon. Go! 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 Get out! Get out! Go! Get out of that body. We bind and rebuke you, Satan. We bind and rebuke you, devil. Go! In the name of Jesus. Loose the man! In the name of Jesus, all sex demons, unloose. Go! All spirits of affliction, go! And all spiritual pressure, go! And lift heaviness, go! 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 In the name of Jesus, we destroy the power of the spirit of suffering. Go! In the name of Jesus. Torment, anguish, go! Misery, the Lord God rebuke you. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go! Get out! Get out! Father God, in the name of Jesus, we unloose salvation. We unloose strength. We unloose the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Go! Go! Go out! Build the people, anoint the people. Go! Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, power of God's anointed ones. You receive it right now, the commission as a deliverer. Tell the Lord yes if you can. If you can. Yes. I will go and be used by you to let your people go. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd. You listen to the 40-day deliverance on the TED line over the Blog Talk Radio. 40 days of deliverances. This is day 3, I believe. I got to post my calendar up here. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line. Might as well.